Shell Rock Republican Bill Dix became Senate Majority Leader after the GOP put an end to Democratic control in November elections. He spoke to the Westside Conservative Club last month. He recalled voting to cut income taxes back in 1997, the last time Republicans were in charge.
I was excited about the opportunity to decrease the state's income tax by 15% across the board. You know, we only got 10% done.
Now, with the GOP again in firm control, simplifying and cutting taxes is on the agenda for both the House and Senate, and leaders in both chambers say everything's on the table. In the House, the majority leader says the starting point will be tax cuts they've already approved in the past, only to have them die in the Senate.
You just need to look at my caucus a little bit, and you can see that every year we've been very interested in addressing taxes. It's sort of who we are.
That's Republican House Speaker Linda Upmeyer. Since the GOP took control of the House in 2011, they have approved bills to enact a flat tax, to apply federal tax cuts to Iowa tax returns, and to cut income taxes by 20%. Income taxes are a top priority for new Republican Senate President Jack Whitfer.
We'll have a balanced budget this year, and we'll do that in the process of cutting income taxes.
Whitfer spoke at a Greater Des Moines Partnership Legislative Forum in December. He says voters sent a clear message that they feel overtaxed. New Senate Minority Leader Democrat Rob Hoch says he's not hearing that message.
Here are the taxes increases that I know I've voted for. Cigarette tax. Haven't heard Republicans talking about, we got to undo that cigarette tax increase because that was overtaxing people. I voted for the gas tax increase. Have not heard from Republicans in the legislature that, that's why people are feeling overtaxed.
Hoch warns against tax cuts of the kind enacted in Kansas, which is now struggling with massive budget deficits. Republicans say Kansas got in trouble by cutting taxes while also increasing spending, which Republicans say they won't do. Another skeptic is Iowa City Senator Joe Bolcom. Under Democratic control, he led the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee, where House-passed tax cuts went to die.
We can't all be Donald Trump. Somebody has to pay taxes in this state.
Bolcom was elected to the legislature in 1998, in time to begin to observe the effects of the earlier GOP tax cuts.
I think at that time it began the downward trend of our support for education in Iowa.
Bolcom says any major tax cuts this year seem unlikely because of slow growth in the Iowa economy and resulting shortfalls in state tax receipts. Governor Branstad's Department of Management Director Dave Roeder agrees.
Well, it will be a challenge.
Roeder made his comments right after news broke that a $100 million cut is needed in this year's budget because of sluggish tax receipts. Governor Branstad is looking at the same numbers. Tax cuts won't be part of the budget he unveils next week.
At this time, at least, I'm not making a recommendation for major tax reform this year.
But it's not for lack of interest. Branstad says he and his advisors have studied various options for restructuring and reducing taxes, and so far have not settled on anything the state can afford. And even though there's pent-up GOP desire for cutting taxes, House Republican Majority Leader Chris Hagenow warns against going too far too fast.
I plan on being around for a while. I plan on holding these majorities for a while. And we can do some things the next year, too.
Governor Branstad adds it can be done in future years when the economy improves. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.